Welcome to On the Way with Tony Crisp. Each weekday, Dr. Crisp will be discussing biblical passages, people, places, and prophecies. Tune in daily to start your day right and deepen your understanding of how to better walk the way and enjoy the journey. Here's your host, Dr. Tony Crisp.
Welcome to On the Way. This is Tony Crisp, and this is Podcast 1071. Today, what we're going to do is go through the New Testament very much like I did the Old Testament, and I'm going to date the books today. This often gives people great pause because they don't know the order and when books were written. And let me just say to you, great men I know, and many I have studied with and studied under, differ in this in a couple of areas. But those who believe the Bible is the Word of God, and those who believe in inerrancy and have a handle on the historical aspects of the New Testament, pretty much come down on the same side. You may have differences in whether Galatians was written first, and that produces a different order somewhat, or whether 1 Thessalonians was written first. And what I'm going to do today is give you the outline of the books as I see them after comparing notes, everything from the early church fathers that are not New Testament writers, but those who came right after the end of the first century and into the second century. Now remember, 0 to 100 is the first century. And then 100 onward is the second century, and it's just the opposite as you go back in BC. So sometimes when you hear people say second century, they're thinking the 200s. That's not true. That's the 100s. And so I'm going to give these to you just as I see them, because then we're going to go back and we're going to cover these books over time, and we'll look at the divisions of it tomorrow and those kind of things. But what I want to do today is just give you something of an outline and a chronology, as I see, of the New Testament books and where they fall in line, and sometimes, if I have enough time, why. But the first book, I believe the earliest book, I should say, that is written after the resurrection of Jesus and the beginning of the church, which I would date at 30 AD. I believe the earliest of all the books came about 14, 15 years later, and that would be the book of James. Now, James was the half-brother of Jesus. They both had the same mother, but not the same father. James' father was Joseph, of course. And the father of Jesus was the Father in heaven. And so I date him somewhere around 44 to 46. Some would say 49, but I think it was somewhere around 44 to 46. Next, I would date Galatians 49 to 50. Now, some will turn that around and put 1 Thessalonians there. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But I believe the first gospel written was Matthew. That would have been 50 to 60. Mark, which I believe is the Gospel of Peter. I believe Mark was the amanuensis. That's the word for what we would call a secretary to some degree in our language. But I believe that Mark would have been the second gospel written between 50 and 60. The reason I'm giving you these parameters is because no one knows about those dates for sure. 1 Thessalonians, I date around 51 AD. 2 Thessalonians, very shortly after Paul wrote his second letter, that would be 51-52 AD. And then 1 Corinthians, followed by what we call 2 Corinthians, but many believe that there were one or two letters in between. One would have been called a sorrowful letter. It was mentioned that the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians. So I date 2 Corinthians 55-56, shortly after 1 Corinthians, which would have been, I believe, somewhere around 55 AD. Romans, which was the magnum opus, the grand volume, the great volume that Paul wrote on salvation. Close behind would have been Galatians, as they deal with salvation, justification, not by works, or in the book of Galatians, not by faith plus works. And so 1 Corinthians, of course, dealt with questions that were asked by the Apostle Paul. As a matter of fact, it is the only book that Paul really had nothing good to say to them, because everything they were doing was basically wrong. You do not want to base your church growth model off of 1 Corinthians because everything they were doing was wrong. Now, by the way, there's much misinterpretation on 1 Corinthians simply because that premise is not understood. And so many times people are quoting Paul as though he's thinking about what he said to the Corinthians in a positive way in 1 Corinthians, but many times he is not positive at all, but he is somewhat sarcastic and cutting. And that's what sarcasm is. Sarx is the word for flesh. It's the idea of cutting into the flesh. And so I date Luke's gospel, 60 to 61. Now, why so late? Because I believe that he used Matthew and Mark. He said he used various sources of those who had been eyewitnesses. Indeed, I believe Peter was that, and I believe Mark witnessed some of that. John Mark is who Mark is. Then Matthew, of course, I believe he is the one that was the tax collector, and that this is the Matthew that was the eyewitness. And many of the same things Luke talks about are in these what's called the synoptic gospels. That is, they have many of them the same stories. They're told from a different angle, from a different perspective, because there are four gospels. Each one of them has a particular purpose behind it for writing, a different recipients, and so forth. And so we'll get into that as we go through the New Testament later on in podcast. But I date Luke 60, 61. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon, those are prison epistles. That's when the Apostle Paul was in Rome in prison, and he wrote while he was in prison. And in several of these epistles, he talks about being a prisoner. And as a matter of fact, he starts out in Philippians in saying that the things that happened to him by being put in prison had fallen out, so to speak, had worked out to the furtherance of the gospel. The book of Acts, I believe, was written by Luke after he wrote the gospel, shortly after. And so I date the book of Acts around 62, just because of some of the events that took place there and how the book ended. And so Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke, 60, 61, the Acts, 62, and that was all. There was a heavy time of writing. Paul wrote to Timothy. I would date that 62, 64. And so there was a lot of the New Testament that was written in the early to mid-60s and late 50s, early to mid-60s. 1 Timothy, I date 62, 64. Titus, 62, 64. Very much the same kind of letters to two of his preacher boys, Timothy, his beloved son in the faith, and then Titus, that he appointed to go to Crete, the island of Crete. And by the way, if you've not been there, it's a beautiful island, a lot of history there. I believe that's where the Philistines came from. Also, it was where the Apostle Paul, of course, spent some time. And so you have 1 Peter. I believe that was more than likely either written by John Mark or it was written by Barnabas, one of the two. Again, we're going to go over all these things in the future, but I'm just trying to give you the dates here. And so you're looking at 1 Peter 64, 65. 2 Timothy was written 66, 67. Paul was beheaded not long after he wrote 2 Timothy. He knew that his departure was at hand. His exodus, his leaving this world was just right around the corner. And so 2 Timothy was the last letter the Apostle Paul wrote. 2 Peter, shortly after that, 67, 68, and Peter would have died. And as tradition says, he would have been crucified upside down. He requested to be that because he did not want to die in the same fashion the Lord did. I believe the Hebrews would have been 67, 69, somewhere in that area. Paul would have already been beheaded, and Luke wrote down his theology. That would be my take on it. Jude, somewhere around 68 to 70. John's letters would have been the last of the letters written simply because John outlived everyone else. He was the youngest of the disciples. By the way, that's why he was asking the questions and tasked to ask the questions at that last Passover meal that we call the Lord's Supper. The youngest always asked the questions at a Seder. As I have written the Haggadah that I have, the Haggadah, some would say, I remark and write of that simply because the youngest in the group, the youngest in the family, the youngest son was always the one that would be asking the question. And that way, no matter where you are in the pecking order, you're going to get an opportunity to ask the questions. If it was the oldest, that would only be one person. But if you're the youngest, at some point, you're always the youngest. And so you would be able to ask the questions. So John asked the questions that night. So he was the youngest. I date Jude at 68 to 70 as one of the later letters, the last of the letters, more than likely, that was written before John's writing. John wrote the Gospel of John, 80 to 90, somewhere in there. I'm not sure where that is. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, I believe, were written in the last 5 years of his life. I was dating, I would date them mid, somewhere between 90 and 95, maybe 92 to 94. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and then the Revelation, I date around 95, 96, and I believe that John wrote that as he was exiled on the island of Patmos. And so I just wanted to go over these books with you because so many of you, this is not a Friday where I'm answering questions, but so many of you have said, will you give us your dating on the books? Well, this is where I believe they fall. Some of them are more exact than others, like the prison epistles and the Gospel of Luke, the book of Acts, 2 Timothy. I feel more sure of those James. I feel good, really good about that. Galatians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, those are, you can put one before the other, and I'm okay with either one. There's the North Galatian theory and the South Galatian theory for those of you who want to research that. I just wanted to get this out to you so that you could have this information, so you would have it on a podcast so you could go back and study over and over again. Many of you have told me that you use these podcasts as references in teaching, and so I want to get this material out there to you so you could have it. I pray this is a blessing and you have a blessed week. We're going to have some great podcasts as we walk on the way. This is Tony Crisp.
Thanks for listening to On the Way with Tony Crisp. Tune in every weekday for information on biblical passages, people, places, and prophecies. Fridays are for your questions. Email your questions to questions@tonycrisp.org, then just listen for your question to be answered on Friday's podcast. That's questions@tonycrisp.org. Thanks for listening, and have a blessed day on the way.